the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, it's time to dust off all that old USFL apparel, and the Denver Gold are going to be back. Are you excited?
Am I excited? The Denver Gold, unless you're dishing gold out to me at my front door, I'm not getting excited.
Hey, man, it's spring football. What could possibly go wrong? All these leagues have been massive successes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you can keep trying and trying and trying and trying. No, it doesn't work. It's like back in the day, Elizabeth Taylor trying to find a husband. I mean, sometimes you just got to give up.
Yeah, that's Fallon. That's a very fair analogy. Well, this future season ticket holder of the Chicago Blitz will be all over the USFL come springtime of next year. You know what I'm also over on, Lundy? Of course, I'm going to go with my heart instead of my head. We're going to feature the Chicago Bears right now. Over under 7.5 wins at DraftKings Sportsbook this upcoming season. Plus 103 on the over. So it's juiced to the under at minus 125. Why? Well, because according to our buddy Mike Clay at ESPN, my beloved Bears have the toughest projected schedule of any team in the NFL this season. But schedules be damned! Lundy, I'm taking the over here. I will get seduced by that juice. I think the Bears could win 8 games, not another game more, unless they insert Justin Fields into the starting lineup against the LA Rams in the opener, because you know that Andy Dalton's going to melt under the primetime lights. He's known to do such things.
Yeah, he is. That flaming red hair does have a tendency to catch fire and cause him to melt. I'm actually with you on this one because of the plus 103. Look, you got a couple of wins against Detroit. We already talked about them.
Yep.
So we know that that's going to happen. Yes, I get it. They've got a tough schedule, but I still believe this comes down to what winds up happening with Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. So you know what? I'll go ahead and get seduced by the juice as well on this one. 8-9, that's doable.
Yeah, and they could get another couple of wins in there. They do have the Andy Dalton revenge game on tap for week 2 against the Cincinnati Bengals. But again, Dalton better be on the sidelines and not under center for this team. Look, if you want to get in at all that action, anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, it's my favorite sportsbook, and it's also America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate. It has plenty of instructions for new bettors and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family have been loving DK Sportsbook as well, and I know you will too. So listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention. Bet $1, and if that team gets the W, you score $100 in site credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out inside credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy. I actually caught a little bit of the Avs game on the late night tip, winning in overtime, going up now 2-0 on the Vegas Golden Knights. Did not cover the puck line, although I got it at minus 1, right at puck drop at minus 122. So it was a little push for me, kissing my sister on that one. Not the end of the world, but for those that got in earlier on that wager, thinking it was going to be a replication of what we saw in game 1, not so fast, my friend. But we got a couple of games on the ice tonight. Give me your first pick in the NHL playoffs.
yesterday was a hockey hump day, and we got humped with our picks. Let's just put it that way. Max Pacioretty did help us out, getting over 3.5 shots on goal, which I told you just seemed insane to me that that was at plus odds. So I took that one. We did that one. The rest of it, it was ugly, folks. We got kicked right in the jewels a couple of times, much like Vegas hitting the post over and over and over again. So let's see if we can do it with the doubleheader of hockey action for tonight. Let's start off with Boston and the Islanders. They are transitioning back to the island as they are tied up 1-1 in this one. Going to stay away at least for the moment. We're going to talk about something different in our bonus time. But at this point, the over-under in this game as of tape time is exactly at 5, which to me is really odd, because if you got a 2-2 game or you go to overtime, you're basically guaranteed a push. I'm taking the over on the 5 in the matchup between these two. Here's part of the reason why. Semyon Varlamov has looked great at times and has looked like he should be sent back to the AHL at times. And Tuukka Rask, there are some rumors out there that he may actually be battling some injuries. So I think at some point something's going to give here with these two goaltenders, and it could be tonight. Being back at home, the Islanders have always had a propensity for scoring more at home, don't we all? But I think that this is one where, because they've set it right at 5 and there's not a hook in there, I'm going to go with the over, because it wouldn't surprise me if this game finishes up with like a 4-2 score. And so I think it could get over. But the fact that they're giving me the opportunity to have a push, I'm going to go ahead and take it. So it's a minus 127 on the juice to take the over. But with the fact that they didn't throw the hook on there at DK, I'm going to jump on this one as these two teams try to get out of this deadlock of 1-1.
5 goals? Where you at, Captain Hook? Yar!
Number 4.
All right, moving on. NHL playoff pick numero dos. What you got for me?
Well, we got Carolina and Tampa, who have now shifted down to America's Wang, and the Lightning will be hosting this one at home. This is me going a little bit against the grain. I've done this before. I'm going to do it again. Carolina is a plus 146 on the money line. Tampa right now is up 2-0. They won both games at Carolina. But if you go back and you look at those games, you go back and look at some of the stats, some of the underlying analytics, and even just some of the eye test, it very easily could have been 2-0 Carolina in the other direction. So the fact that, yes, they're on the road, yes, I get the fact that it's the Lightning, the defending Cup champions, but Tampa has actually, over the course of the last several postseasons, Tampa's actually been a better team on the road than they have been at home. And I'm also going to throw this out there. Andre Vasilevsky, who's been between the pipes for Tampa, in these first two games, he has a 970 save percentage. I'm sorry, that's not sustainable. Even if you go back and look at how stellar he was during the regular season, his save percentage was down closer to 930. At some point, the puck's going to get past him. And I think Carolina can do it here on the road. So would it surprise me if Tampa wins? No, but this is one where I'm getting seduced by that number, because I don't think Carolina should be that big of an underdog. I think they are swinging the line too much in Tampa's favor for being at home. So at a plus 146, to me, that's worth, you know, throw a half a unit on there, because I'll take that, I'll take that kind of number when I'm looking at a plus shot at a team that was better during the regular season than Tampa was, and frankly could be at least 1-1 if not 2-0 at this point. So too much favoritism being shown for Tampa to be at home. I don't think Vasilevsky can keep it up. So Carolina at a plus 146. I'll roll with that one. Let's see what happens.
Plus 146 for the Carolina pick? Ooh, my unit is certainly full.
Number 3.
All right, let's move on to the NBA. Let's talk about Hot Damn Dame, who I think is the hottest object in the known universe. He's hotter than a damn white dwarf. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Wikipedia. And I'm telling you, Lillard is indeed scorching more than that white dwarf. 8.5 assists is a line against Denver. And I'm going to take the over on this one, Lundy, at minus 118. Yeah, I'm not going to go with the points. It's up there at 33.5. Obviously, he's more than capable of doing it. But there's no way that he can repeat. The shooting display, historic one that we saw in the Mile High City in the last game, and one of the most memorable playoff games you'll ever see. But Dame, and with his not as much fanfare, not as heralded as all the points that he's putting in the board, it's the fact that he is dropping dimes left and right. He's got 10-plus assists in 4 of 5 games in this series, and 76, let me repeat that, 76 total assists in 8 games against Denver this entire year, including the regular
regular season. In the regular season, the Nuggets were number 27 in opponent assist to field goals made. At minus 118, man, I think this is easy money in my estimation. I think it's going to be another 10-plus dimes for Dame. So fade or follow my over 8.5 assists, Dame Lillard at minus 118.
I will roll with you on this one because you're right. The Nuggets are generous when it comes to moving the ball around, allowing the kind of ball movement that leads to these kinds of assists. They've done it, as you just said, in this series here so far as we get ready for game six. So, yeah, to me, this is one that should be relatively easy. And by the way, if you're feeling the 10 assists, how about an early bonus time? Dame Lillard, a plus 130 for a double-double, Brad.
Ooh, that is sexy. I like that quite a bit. And look, if you want more sexy picks, stay tuned for my top selections of the day in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, let's go ahead and dive back in and talk about NBA game numero dos, and one in which the Lakers are on the ropes at home taking on those scorching Phoenix Suns. And I'm going to go with the superstar of the Suns in this game, but I'm not going to focus on points. I'm not going to focus on assists or rebounds. Yes, I like the rebounds or blocks or steals. It is 100% boards for me with Devin Booker, and I'm on the over 4.5 against the Lake Show. It is juiced up at minus 149, but I'm willing to pay those extra dollars based on the recency bias. And yes, I am drunk on it because you look at Booker here in this series, he's gone for seven rebounds again. I think it's going to be lucky sevens in this contest. He's averaging 39.6 minutes played per game in this series. The man just simply does not come out. If he does, it's only for a brief respite. In the regular season, he went over this total in 2 of 3 tilts against LA. And if you look at the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com, this is a 10th best matchup for a rebounder over the last 5 games of the remaining NBA team. So, pulled all together, Devin Booker over 4.5 boards against the Lakers. Are you willing to pay up on that minus 149, Lundy?
Yeah, I will pay up on that one because it's such an achievable number. Again, sometimes you don't like the juice, but sometimes you look at it and say, you know what, the juice is worth it because I really feel confident with this one. And I think Booker can do it in terms of cleaning the glass. This is that closeout game opportunity. And frankly, I think Phoenix does close them out tonight.
Yep.
And moves on into the next round. So I think this, if that's going to happen, you're right. You can focus on a lot of statistical lines when it comes to Booker. But this one, a very attainable, low-hanging fruit, I think. I think the Lakers are going to put up a fight, so I don't think you're going to see the thing where you got to be worried about stars sitting on the bench late in the game. I think there's going to be a fight there, but I think Phoenix can pull this one off, and if they do, they're going to need Booker cleaning the glass.
Yeah, with or without AD, Booker should cash on those boards.
Number one.
All right, moving on to Major League Baseball in a game. First pitch at 9:45 p.m. Eastern time, so if you're a night owl, if you're willing to burn the midnight oil, I like the under on San Francisco Giants run scored against my scorching, white hot, searing, sizzling, scintillating Chicago Cubs team. One that is shocking the baseball world right now after they swept the San Diego Padres at home. Now they got to travel out west, but too many runs here for San Francisco against Zach Davies. Yeah, I was picking on Zach Davies earlier this season, but he has righted the ship. 3 earned runs or fewer in 6 straight starts. It doesn't go deep into games, usually gets pulled right around the 5th inning, but the Cubs pen, one of the best in baseball, the 2nd lowest ERA at 2.64. They have been getting it done, striking out guys, missing bats. I am floored at how dominant this Cubs bullpen has been this season. And you look at the Giants at home, just a 6.84 OPS hitting .220, and they're averaging just shy of this proposed 4.5 runs, 4.13 runs per game there along the bay. So fade or follow, another one that's juiced up a little bit, under 4.5 runs for the Giants at minus 132.
See, and here's you with your damn baseball picks again, and it always seems
I got it right
to somehow,
yesterday.
Well, it always seems to somehow involve either the Cubs or the Sox. I wonder why.
Shocker.
Okay, I'll follow you on this one, although frankly this is probably a game I would stay away from for a couple of reasons. One, just the fact that how much do I wind up trusting either one of these teams because the Giants have been pretty damn good.
Yeah, been outstanding.
And that's what's kind of scaring me a little bit with going under on the 4.5 runs. But the other side of it is, I mean, Brad, it's a late game. Come on. By the time this rolls around, you and I, 4, 5, 8 bottles of tequila.
Oh, yeah, we'd be blacked out.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember the game. I'm not going to remember the bets. I'm going to get to the point where I'm live betting this thing pitch by pitch if I'm not careful. So I'll follow you on this one, but probably staying away from the late night baseball tip.
All right, well, we'll wake up and find out the results in the morning.
And hopefully exactly.
Hopefully be a positive start to the day. All right, before we get out of here, let's get some bonus time. What else do you like across the spectrum of sports tonight, Lundy?
Let me try to rapid fire through these for you. I got a couple of two-leg parlays to roll on. We went with the shots on goal last night, missed it just barely, missed it by one shot. So let's go back to that same well. Shots on goal, my boy Sebastian Aho combined with David Krejci of the Boston Bruins. If you put both of those, they're both juiced up, but if you put both of those two guys together over on their shots on goal, over 2.5 for Aho, over 1.5 on Krejci, you get a +146. If you look for just to score a point, so an assist or a goal, Victor Hedman, Patrice Bergeron, we're going to put both of those guys together to get a point. That sticks at 151 on the plus side. You know I like my anytime goals, so let's talk about Anthony Beauvillet. He is at +205 for an anytime goal. I really like that one. And this is what I mentioned earlier between Boston and the Islanders. I threw a half a unit on this one just because there is an odds boost today at DraftKings Sportsbook for the Islanders to score first and to win, which I think is highly possible at home. And they've got it boosted to +300. So if the Islanders find the back of the net first and they wind up winning on the scoreboard at the end, you get a nice 3-1 return. I think that's kind of a nice odds boost, and I think there's a good chance that happens.
Yeah, daddy like, daddy want, daddy need. I'm going to follow your example there with a little parlay action. And, you know, if you are, you know, concerned about the high juice on Devin Booker at -149 of those rebounds, and you want to reduce it and then get seduced by it, well, pair that with Austin Rivers on the over 1.5 made triples for the Denver Nuggets. If you do that, it's +170 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, Rivers has gone over 1.5 made trays in 4 straight games. The Trailblazers over the last 3 contests giving up 42.1% from way downtown. Elsewhere, Griffin Canning, pinkies out, Lundy. Griffin Canning, starting pitcher for the LA Angels. I like the over on 5.5 strikeouts against the Seattle Mariners. Canning has gone over this 4 times in 8 starts, including once against the Seattle Mariners, in which he had 9 strikeouts back on May 1st. You look at Seattle, number 7 in K percentage in terms of highest mark in that category across Major League Baseball on the year, and they're batting just .222 away from their friendly confines. You know what? Double, triple bonus time here. Let's go back to the NBA. Let's go back to the Nuggets and Blazers game. And this is actually one of my favorite bets of the board. I probably should have featured this in the Fade 5. Yusuf Nurkic over 10.5 points. Now, another one's been juiced up a little bit at -134, but it's not out of control. What is crazy is the value here, because Nurkic has gone 13, 17, 13, 7, 16, 20, and 8. So if you can't do the quick math there, that's over in 5 of 7 contests over the entire year against this Denver club. And just because I'm feeling a little extra spicy, Lundy, LeBron James, triple-double, +330. I think it happens tonight in a must-win situation for the L.A. Lakers. And there you have it. That is a wrap on today's edition of the Fade That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Really helps out our show tremendously. And check out FTNDaily.com, FTNBets.com, and FTNFantasy.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.